Here's how Tom Burns got one of his favourite holiday photos. It happened one night in the Bahamas. Tom was in his diving gear, perched on the seabed with a dive partner. That's when he spotted something. Something he'd been looking for years.
We could see some great hammerheads on the peripheral, but they wouldn't come in close. So we decided to turn off our lights and just sit on the bottom very quietly and see if the sharks would come closer.
Tom's camera was on the sand beside him, his strobe lights ready to go. And next to that, a crate of fish for bait. Tom knew it was working, because he could see inky black eyes in the moonlight closing in.
The eyes, they sort of have a reflection and they're like a cat at night. I could tell it was quite a large shark. I could tell it was getting bolder and bolder.
He grabbed his kit and waited. And with the shark just a few feet from his face, he took the shot. The strobes went off, drenching the water with blinding light. Tom couldn't clearly see the shark as it brushed past him, but his camera could. In his photos, you can see a looming white shape in the darkness with a wide face and big teeth. Tom says he's not a thrill seeker. He's Dr. Tom, the friendly vet that loves rolling around on the floor with people's pets. But he also wants people to see sharks the way he sees them. And to do that, he needs to get very, very close.
I won't even take a picture of an animal if it's 10 feet away. It's a waste of time.
Tom takes a very specific type of photo.
I always want the animal looking at me in the camera. I feel like it's looking at me and I'm looking at it.
This approach leads to some striking results. There's the photo of an oceanic white-tip shark emerging out of the night sea, a swirling group of sandbars taken from just below his feet, the cavernous throat of a tiger shark skirting the sea floor. The thing is, pictures like this aren't easy to get. This isn't the movies. Sharks don't just lurch towards anything that turns up in the water.
This animal is far more intelligent, far more selective, far more timid, far more shy, far more sensitive than we at all give them credit.
So Tom goes to great lengths to get his shot. He's made fake seals out of wood, foam, and neoprene to lure the sharks in. He rarely uses a shark cage.
It's cumbersome. It doesn't work.
And sometimes, he even ditches his scuba gear entirely.
They're scared of bubbles.
He holds his breath for a minute or more, diving 20 feet into oceans around 4,000 feet deep. But when he'd tell people about his dives...
They were still thinking I was crazy, I had a death wish.
That's partly why he started taking photos, to show people what it was really like for him.
It was very serene, it was very peaceful, it was very beautiful, and it was almost never threatening. I just couldn't adequately describe the experience by just words alone.
Tom's worked with National Geographic and been published in magazines and scientific journals. He mostly funds his hobby out of his own pocket, traveling to Sri Lanka, Hawaii, Costa Rica. But recently, his interest has taken him closer to home. He's been working with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution to satellite tag whale sharks off southern New England. Whale sharks are huge polka-dotted creatures up to 40 foot in length. This project aims to track them and find out more about where they go. And it brought Tom within inches of Canyon, a 30-foot whale shark.
After we satellite tagged him, it was almost as if he could not help himself. He kept coming back over to look at us, to check us out, and it was just a very friendly wild animal. There's very few animals I've encountered in the wild that act like whale sharks do.
The whale shark isn't the only visitor. Over the last decade, white sharks have started flocking to the Cape to feast on grey seals. Tom set up the Cape Cod White Shark Predation Study to learn more about how they hunt in the area, and to explore ways to keep both sharks and humans safe.
The sharks aren't there to eat us. They don't want anything to do with us most of the time. But we can't put ourselves and we can't put them in a bad position.
Tom's not blasé about shark safety. After all, he's a father of three, in the water with a sleek predator.
With 500 teeth and sometimes they're as big as Doritos.
He tells people to listen to the local knowledge, not to venture too deep into the water, not to swim near a shark's normal prey. Sharks have been around since before the dinosaurs, but there's still so much we don't know about them. And even after 25 years, that's what keeps Tom going down there.
There's been moments underwater when you just sort of feel like something's about to happen, and then all of a sudden it does.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm John Hill in South Yarmouth.